June 5, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God, who will forever reign. Opening prayer. Father, help me to remember that I belong to you and am the apple of your eye. Help me remember that I am never forgotten by you. Read Isaiah chapter 44, verses 24 through 28. Jerusalem to be inhabited. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense, who carries out the words of his servants and fulfills the predictions of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, it shall be inhabited, of the towns of Judah, they shall be rebuilt, and of their ruins, I will restore them. Who says to the watery deep, be dry, and I will dry up your streams. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and will accomplish all that I please. He will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and of the temple, let its foundations be laid. Reflect. Do you long for greater faith in Jesus? You might like to listen to the song King of Kings, Hillsong Worship 2019, to encourage you. God is the Lord, the maker of all things. He is the Lord over false prophets and people who claim to be fortune tellers. He is the Lord over those who appear to be wise and learned. He uses worldly rulers to achieve his purposes, as with Cyrus, which is a matter of historical record. He is the Lord of his people's history, using servants, prophets, and messengers to fulfill his purposes for his people. On Ascension Day, we remember Jesus' return to the Father in heaven, leaving his disciples with a blessing. Luke chapter 24, verse 50. On that day, our hearts look backward to Jesus' life and forward to the work of his Spirit in the church and his coming again. We have faith in what is not seen, and we wait expectantly for his words to be fulfilled, rather like God's people in Isaiah's day. Do you sometimes struggle to have faith that what God has promised will come to pass? The Apostle Paul talks about how God is wiser than human wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. We can trust in God. Apply. God is the maker of all things. Try to get outside or at least look out the window. What can you see around you to delight in and praise him for today? Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that I can trust you to keep your every promise to restore all that is broken, redeem all that was stolen.